I Will Find You in the Darkness, written by Triscribe and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Leia Organa, Shmi Skywalker, and Anakin Skywalker. Leia. She could hear something. She didn't want to hear something. Leia, I know you're listening. No, she was done. She died. She was done. She'd ended. The fight was finally finished and she could rest. Force, after everything, she wanted nothing more than to rest. You can rest if you want to. Or you can go back. Go back to what? To who? The children didn't need her help rebuilding the galaxy. Her help hadn't been enough last time. And anyone else she might have stayed for, her husband, her brother, her son, were already dead. She wanted to join them. Why shouldn't she? What was stopping her? You are the only person capable of stopping yourself, Leia. And I didn't mean go back to where you just came from. Go where, then? Back. She awoke lying on sand. Not wet, clumped shoreline sand, no. This was dry and irritating, and she could already feel it getting into the seams and folds of her clothes. With an irritated sigh, she rolled over and stood. Two suns blazed on the horizon. Tatooine. She'd woken up on stars damned Tatooine. Another sigh, longer and more exasperated. Luke, I'm going to get you for this. I don't know how or when, but I swear that I will. A sense of amusement flickered against her mind, distant laughter from a brother who no longer existed. She did a cursory check to see what he'd sent along with her. Clothing, fortunately. The same combat gear she'd worn to the Battle of Endor. Lightweight, blast-resistant material. Dull colors that shouldn't stand out too greatly. A wide poncho, woven with subtle patterns in the cream and tan cloth. Something she vaguely remembered as Luke's when they originally met. Thick, durable gloves on her hands, the ones that touched Han's face for the first time in a year, after waking him from the carbon block in Jabba's palace. A holster on her hip, empty, same as when it was first given to her as a 10-year-old child. Or not quite empty, actually. Some subtle sound hummed at the edge of Leia's mind, strengthening into proper song when she pulled off a glove to reach into the holster and found at the very bottom a small crystal. A kyber crystal. Oh, Luke, she sighed, holding up the heart of her twin's lightsaber, watching the light of distant suns flicker through it. All right, maybe I won't get you back for dropping me here. The amusement brushed against her again, softer, filled with fondness. She tucked the crystal into a pocket on her trousers, a slightly more secure spot, and then cast her awareness out, seeking other minds, somewhere she could get her bearings. There. A large town, or perhaps a city by local standards. Just out of sight over the dunes, but close enough to reach by the time the suns set for the night. Leia Organa pulled her glove back on, adjusted how the poncho hung across her shoulders, and set off. Almost here. She could hear something. She was always wary of hearing things. Almost here, Shmi, daughter of skies, mother of stars. Dangerous titles, even in the hidden corners of her own mind. Her hand drifted lower, brushing over the heavy weight of her belly, until another sharp pain shot through. She bit down harder on the strip of old leather in her mouth, best to be quiet, best to hide, to keep the guards and supervisor from hearing, from knowing. "Soon, Shmi. Soon, and then you can rest." Rest? Ha! She could finish a day's work and collapse onto a meager pallet of a bed, but she did not know true rest. She didn't, and wouldn't, and neither would her child. Not once the supervisors found them, whisked them off to receive an implanted chip, somewhere hidden that even she would not know. Another life born into slavery, without even a chance to taste freedom, let alone rest. "And what would you do to change that? What risk would you be willing to take?" For a brief moment, her steady pattern of short breaths faltered, until the pain redoubled, and she got control of herself once more. "Almost here. And then you will have your chance." The baby cried as soon as she wiped his face clean of fluid, because of course, that's what babies did. It should have filled her with fear, sent her gaze skittering towards the stairs that led up out of the palace's slave den, where the guards would surely hear, would come down to take her child. But somehow, fear could not touch her. Not in the warmth that surrounded Shmi in her final moments of labor, which lingered as she used a scrap of cloth to clean her child, her son, and cuddled him close. Her eyes remained fixed on his tiny, scrunched-up face, ugly and beautiful all at once. Nothing else mattered. And no one interfered. None of the other women in the den stirred from their slumber. No guards came down the stairs. She got to hold her son and lay limp against the wall for the better part of an hour, relieved and tired, but content. Until faint footsteps landed on stone. And something cautious brushed against her mind. Fear did not touch her. Instead, she remained still, didn't bother to tighten her grip around the babe sleeping against her chest. She didn't even look up, until feet in unfamiliar boots walked silently across the floor and came to a stop in front of her mostly private alcove. Something sang. She didn't hear it with her ears, but rather her mind, her heart, her very soul. A soft, gentle wandering of notes, which brightened with joy when the stranger crouched. Two old eyes peered out of a young, unlined face, staring at her solemnly. And Shmi Skywalker smiled. "Not that one." He groaned, but reached for the 0.3 twister instead of the 0.5. Sure enough, the tool slid in with a perfect fit, and he was able to get the salvaged compartment open without running home for a drill. "I told Mom and Aunt Leia I could do this alone, thanks." "No one is ever really alone." "Oh, shut up." Amusement flickered against his mind, and the breeze picked up for a moment, just long enough to ruffle his hair. Trying not to smile, he went back to his disassembly project, spreading out and sorting all the pilfered components in record time. A sectioned box waited to receive each one, to be taken home and cleaned, and sold to Watto's junk shop with the rest of his mother's wares later in the week. She'd promised, if they could haggle a high enough price, to pick up some sweets at the market afterward. The wind picked up again. "Company." Frowning, he looked up from his project as the ship cut through the sky overhead. A gorgeous, sleek silver craft, nothing like he'd ever seen before. "Well?" Sorting temporarily abandoned, he scooped up and dropped components into his box with minimal caution, then snapped it shut and took off running down the hill towards home. Aunt Leia had come back the night before, with the particular look in her eye that said something was about to happen. He could feel it, too. All day, the Force had been whispering more than usual, snatches of song curling at the edges of his awareness. It eventually drove him out of the house and up his usual hill, with a new project to work on, to focus on, So maybe the building expectation of something's about to happen wouldn't drive him completely out of his mind. But now, a strange ship was landing on the other side of their vapor collector, and his mother stood at their house's entrance watching, and Aunt Leia was already striding out towards the gleaming silver craft, lightsaber hanging openly on her hip, instead of hidden up a sleeve. Anakin Skywalker set his box aside, straightened his poncho with the Jedi Order's symbol stitched onto the center, and hurried to go meet the strangers with his master. The end. Podfigures note, this has been potted for my friend Katana for your birthday. Happy birthday, Kit. Most of my time has been taken up trying to finish some of Queens, Knights, and Pawns, which I, you know, feel is a pretty good gift to you. But I wanted to do something else as well as a little extra treat. And I found this with Time Traveling Leia and Baby Anakin and thought that might be pretty sweet. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you to the author, Triscribe, for allowing podfics of your fic. And if you, the listener, enjoyed this podfic, please feel free to leave a kudos or comment on the podfic work. And don't forget to leave a kudos or comment on Triscribe's fic, which you can find linked in the Inspired By section or the summary of the podfic work.